Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 30th of January, and I'm recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Well, plenty of drama here. May you live in volatile times feels like a curse to some people, and it's not hard to understand why. Nervous market conditions here generally. Some choppy action overall, not least in stock markets. And let's take a quick look here, run through what basically happened. I'll do it in time sequence for equities and start with the Asia-Pacific region. Japan got clipped here, 2.5% on average across their main indices. Hang Seng, China's Hang Seng, down 0.5%. Shanghai Composite, not 0.82%, so it's still very much a stalled market overall. Taiwan down 1.5%, just over that. Taiwan was not open here today, so that's an older figure. I'll just keep a closer eye on those dates. Australia down nearly 0.8%, nearly 0.8%, and India 0.7%. Also, the Indian rupee 62.57 against the U.S. dollar. And that's not really good enough in here. It needs to be back below 62. If that support near the 20,000 level is going to hold. Now, any gains? Malaysia was probably the best. No, actually, I think the steadiest market in Asia is Vietnam overall, although it's overbought in the short term. It's had a fabulous January, up over 10%. But as I say, overbought and consolidating those gains. But it'd be one of my favorites for its medium to longer term outlook now over the next few years. Part of its advantage is it got the currency devaluation in early, so the currency has not been hit here, as so many other developing and frontier markets in Asia have experienced recently, and well beyond Asia, throughout Central and South America. Okay, then looking at the European markets, well, they're mostly a little bit steadier in here. Modest gains overall, though, so nothing to raise an eyebrow there. Wall Street, well, the GDP growth for the fourth quarter came in at 3.2% as consumer spending picked up. And that was a good sign and encouraged people because the fourth quarter was a tough one. You know, there was a government shutdown for a while and then some weather problems, although I think most of that cold weather came in January and may also have an effect. That 3.2% growth was slower than the 4.1% in the quarter before. But Wall Street liked the data. It's a little bit oversold here in the short term on a stochastics basis, as you can see in the chart library. And the S&P up 1.13%. The NASDAQ getting the best rally in here, up 1.77%. Mexico firmer, as was Canada, but poor old Brazil going in the opposite direction, but just a small decline here today. Okay, well, what else has happened in currencies? We had a strongish dollar in here today. You know that a lot of those emerging market currencies have been absolutely hammered in here in the last few weeks. A lot of them look overstretched, overextended. But the dollar index, that's against sterling and also the euro mainly, Had a good day. Dollar index back to 81.068, but that's very much within its range, sideways trading range. But sterling slipped to 1. Well, a little bit below 1.65, and the euro also slipped to 1.35 and a half. Here today, Australian dollar was also a little easier, 0.8783 against the U.S. dollar. Now, the rally on Wall Street plus the stronger U.S. dollar clobbered the precious metals in here today, and well, maybe that's a little bit too dramatic a word, but for instance, silver. Okay, it was down just under 41 cents, but it's down to 1914 and a half, still trading. But this looks like the lowest close within its range for a long time. And that's a concern here for those who are looking for signs of support building, as I am. And palladium just down a little bit, but platinum clipped for nearly $25 here, so it's retracing the rally that we saw at the beginning of the month fairly rapidly. And gold bullion, well, down to 1243.7, so that's down $23.5 here today, and so that's a sharpish pullback from the higher side of its recent range. And you know the old adage, if they can't go up, well, then they're going to go down, and if it can't break out to the upside, then they go back down and retest the lower side of the range. I'm trying not to get involved, and just keep watching here overall. Now, in the other commodities, some interesting developments. Sugar, Owen and I have been watching this sugar because it's really been beaten up over the last year, and is looking quite overextended, oversold. And 2 days ago, it had a clear upward dynamic, which was interesting, checking the downside momentum. And then white sugar, for instance, doing it near the 400 level. But then yesterday, it gave up most of those gains, but rallying both the white sugar and the KC1 firmer in here. Sorry, the SB1 firmer here today, as was coffee, which is the KC1. That's the is that the main thing? Now the grains and beans a little bit steadier, but still pretty much at very low levels, six with the exception of oats. And looking at the industrial metals, well, they were softer today, along with precious, which I've just mentioned earlier. The exception here today was tin, which is really quite steady. And I think Malaysia is reducing supplies onto the market, and other producers perhaps need to do the same. Now, anything else that would be of interest to you? Natural gas a little bit lower, crude just a fraction higher. So I think that's pretty much it. But expect this choppy condition to continue for a while longer. As I said, Wall Street was oversold in the very short term, but I'd be surprised if the U.S. indices took out their highs for more than a teeny extent, and maybe upside, and then getting upside failures. And I remember or keep thinking that next 10% correction or more, well, it kind of beckons in here in this environment. My overall view on a medium to longer term view is that we're going to see a choppy, volatile period, but I don't think we'll get bear markets, or at least not of any consequence, for the markets that have the big tailwinds. Some of the markets that are experiencing bear markets, such as I wrote about yesterday, Turkey, Thailand, Indonesia, are looking more attractive, but in this environment, I'd still be a little bit careful. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.